everyone. Welcome back to A Cup of English. The title of the podcast today is Basic Pronunciation Practice Number 28 plus Interactive English. Remember, on these basic pronunciation practices, I will read through the dialogue a couple of times slowly, but then I will finish off after the interactive English with a reading at regular native speed. So let's get started. Hi Liz, I just thought I'd come by to say hi and Happy New Year. Hi Liz, I just thought I'd come by to say hi and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, Jennifer. Happy New Year to you too, Jennifer. Did you have a nice time with your family? Did you have a nice time with your family? Yes, we just had a quiet and relaxing time. We just had a quiet and relaxing time. A few friends came over and we had dinner. A few friends came over and we had dinner. How about you? How about you? I had an amazing time. I had an amazing time. A large group of us went to Chinatown for the celebrations. A large group of us went to Chinatown for the celebrations. I was amazed at how exciting and lively they were. I was amazed at how exciting and lively they were. We usually have a quiet New Year's Eve. We usually have a quiet New Year's Eve. So I was really surprised at the difference. So I was really surprised at the difference. So what did you all do? So what did you all do? Well, first of all, we had dinner. Well, first of all, we had dinner. Fish and dumplings. Delicious. Fish and dumplings. Delicious. You know how much I love fish. You know how much I love fish. Then we walked through the center of Chinatown. Then we walked through the center of Chinatown to see all the decorations. To see all the decorations. There were lanterns and red paper art everywhere. There were lanterns and red paper art everywhere. I bought an upside down Fu and Dui Lian to hang in my room. I bought an upside down Fu and Dui Lian to hang in my room for future good luck and prosperity. For future good luck and prosperity. Then the fireworks started. Then the fireworks started. Oh my goodness, they went on all night. Oh my goodness, they went on all night. In fact, the celebrations go on for about 2 weeks. In fact, the celebrations go on for about 2 weeks. We actually stayed up all night. We actually stayed up all night, and went to the morning market, which is traditional, and went to the morning market, which is traditional. They were selling lots of flowers. They were selling lots of flowers. So I bought sunflowers and plum blossoms. So I bought sunflowers and plum blossoms, which are supposed to give me a good year. Which are supposed to give me a good year. Wow, you really had a cultural experience. You really had a cultural experience. My New Year's Eve was really boring compared with yours. My New Year's Eve was really boring compared with yours. Okay, now is the time for you to do a little English yourselves. I'll take a couple of sentences from the podcast. We'll start out with one at the very beginning when it says, I just thought I would come by to say hi. That's Liz's friend Jennifer, who's just popping by to say hello after the holidays. Well, we'll take the same format, but we'll change it just a little bit to see what you can come up with. I just thought I would come by to say hi. Now notice here, we're using the word would. I think in a sentence like this, a person is questioning herself or himself, is this a good idea if I do this, if I carry out my plan? So we use the subjunctive, we use would. You can use would, could, or should in this situation. Sometimes even the word might. I just thought I might come by to say hi. I just thought I could come by to say hi. There's a little bit of doubt in the person's mind. It's more like a self-suggestion. That's why we use the subjunctive. But really, it's a simple sentence. Now, instead of you using I would come by to say hi, we're going to change the second part of the sentence. The first part stays the same. I just thought I would. Then you're going to insert the verb to give. The object pronoun is you. And then we'll finish with the money before you leave. So you have I just thought I would, plus the verb to give, plus the object pronoun you, and the money before you leave. I'll give you a few seconds to see if you can come up with that sentence. Okay, and the sentence should say, I just thought I would give you the money before you leave. I just thought I would give you the money before you leave. We'll use the same sentence again. And again, we'll keep the first part of the sentence as it is. I just thought I would. But we're going to add two verbs. The first verb is to offer. And the second verb is to help. And you will finish the sentence just with the object pronoun her. So you have I just thought I would, the verb to offer, the verb to help, plus her. Okay, let's see what you come up with. And the sentence should sound like this. I just thought I would offer to help her. I just thought I would offer to help her. Let's do number two. The sentence is, You know how much I love fish. And actually, that's true. I love fish. But we will take this sentence and change it a little bit. We will keep the beginning. You know how much I. We will replace the main verb with to hate. We will follow it with another verb, to drive. And the sentence will finish with at night. So the whole thing is, you know how much I, plus to hate, plus to drive, plus at night. Let's see if you can get this sentence. Okay, and this sentence should say, you know how much I hate to drive at night. You know how much I hate to drive at night. Now, a little note here. Because we're using two verbs, you have a choice. You can say, you know how much I hate to drive at night. Or the second verb can be in its gerund form. You know how much I hate driving at night. So either is correct. The last sentence that you will make is very similar. It has two verbs right next to each other. In this instance, we'll keep the first part of the sentence the same. You know how much. The subject will be different. It will be he. Then the two verbs are to like, to listen. And the last part of the sentence is to classical music. So we have you know how much plus he plus to like plus to listen plus to classical music. Put those elements together and try to come up with a sentence. All right, that last sentence should say, you know how much he likes to listen to classical music. Or, you know how much he likes listening to classical music. Well, very good. I hope you got those sentences right. Okay, now we have the second and final reading. Hi Liz, I just thought I'd come by to say hi and Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you too, Jennifer. Did you have a nice time with your family? Yes, we had just a quiet and relaxing time. A few friends came over and we had dinner. How about you? I had an amazing time. A large group of us went to Chinatown for the celebrations. I was amazed at how exciting and lively they were. We usually have a quiet New Year's Eve, so I was really surprised at the difference. So what did you all do? Well, first of all, we had dinner. Fish and dumplings. Delicious. You know how much I love fish. Then we walked through the center of Chinatown to see all the decorations. There were lanterns and red paper art everywhere. I bought an upside-down Fu and Dui Lian to hang in my room for future good luck and prosperity. Then the fireworks started. Oh my goodness, they went on all night. In fact, the celebrations go on for about 2 weeks. We actually stayed up all night and went to the morning market, which is traditional. They were selling lots of flowers, so I bought sunflowers and plum blossoms, which are supposed to give me a good year. Wow, you really had a cultural experience. My New Year's Eve was really boring compared with yours. Send me any questions or comments or problems to my email address, acupofenglish@hotmail.com, and I'll try to help you out. Until next time, take care. Bye-bye.